Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Right then.
Right then, what's going on?
School holidays, mate.
And?
And I've got the kids at the moment, which is good. So I'm looking forward to going away. And hanging out with the babas. I had them yesterday. I have them all day, every day. But yesterday they went out with their gran in the morning, and then I caught up with a mate in the Burswood at the Crown Towers. Yes, I didn't realise that Packer has lost his licence. They've taken his licence off him.
Is that for the whole...
Yeah, so he's selling out to Black Rock.
There you go.
And yeah, so he's lost his licence because they were, seemingly they were... laundering millions of dollars for
so the
gangsters.
Kids have fun.
But yeah, so we went to the Crown Towers, and then we hung out in the pool there, and then we went that night up to the buffet, and that was
how many sweets were eaten.
Well, I only had one sweet, which is very unusual for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I made sure that they ate proper food first, and then they were allowed to have a sweet. But they were in heaven. Why have you never taken us here before? Oh my god, can we live here? Can we move in here? I'm like, not really. No, it's a hotel. And then Eamon and Ursula dropped him off with some Easter eggs. And then I caught up with Blair and his son, Jake. And I've known Jake ever since he was a babby. And we beat each other up. Me and Jake beat each other up quite a bit. He chases me. I chase him. Mm. I generally catch him. He beats me up.
Yeah.
So it was good doing that. And I was just thinking about that song by Dua Lipa. I know I'm a bit of a Dua Lipa fan at the moment.
Oh, my God. You're just a bit obsessed at the moment.
I think I actually am.
Oh,
I don't know. Like, is it normal to wake up in the middle
really
of the night
isn't.
Singing her songs?
No, it's not.
Beautiful 180, baby. Oh, so good. Anyway, I don't know whether it's the
lyrics.
Oh, my
God. Are your children just so embarrassed?
No, they play it all the time in the car. They're like, Dad, Dua Lipa? I'm like, yes. Let's go. Let's put some friggin' Dua Lipa on. Let's rock and roll.
You're insane.
Mm.
You're nuts.
Yeah, so we're not going to have much of a holiday now for the next couple of weeks after these holidays. We're going to be on the road.
Oh, I know. We're very... how do you feel after the whole COVID situation?
Personally, this is not for everybody because I could be burnt at the hill for this. But for me, it was a fucking letdown, actually. Really, I thought I was expecting to be able to like to really milk it. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm
you
really
milked
fucking,
it the first.
I am so sick. Oh my god! I think I'm actually going to die. But the first day when it came on,
you were
I was
man
like,
fluey that day.
Yeah,
man.
I was, but I've had worse flus. Like I know I've had worse flus.
Mm-hmm.
But in the morning, because you and I were in lockdown, and I was standing in that meeting, and I was standing there, and I was shivering. I was like, what
shaking.
The hell is going on? And you're looking at me going, are you all right? I'm like, well, this is not normal, you know? Is this the onset of it? Batten down the hatches, you know? I had
electric drill.
Yeah, I had every vitamin that was known to man.
But it didn't last you very long. You lasted about one day. Symptoms.
Symptoms was about one day, and then the next day I was better, and then better, and then I, within about 3 days I was on about 90%.
Mm-hmm.
At night time I dropped down to about 85, and then wake up in the morning.
You're such 90%. A person that gives percentages to shit. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Even with movies, remember?
No. You're a person that can't actually rate a fucking movie. If I said to you, so out of 1 to 10, what would you give it? You're like, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Who doesn't rate a movie?
I can't do that. Anyway, so you were rating your health levels every day.
My levels of energy and wellness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first day, it was so funny though. You were so man fluey. You were like, oh my God, I don't know if I can concentrate.
I'm not going to make it. I can't pull through. This is going to kill me. But for me personally, it was a bit of a disappointment.
Right. Well, you're not actually disappointed.
No, but I thought you think, you know.
If they're making that much fuss, it's going to be a
like, oh,
thing
Jesus,
people, yeah.
This is, oh my God, this is, you know. Call the mortuary. I want a white coffin, please.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't.
I think for me, the biggest thing was the aches and pains. The first 2 days, maybe three, because I never get the flu. So I never experienced aches and pains that normally come with the flu type thing.
Mm.
The thing I noticed the most was aches and pains.
Other well, I haven't that, had I the flu
fine.
In
a long
6 years.
Yeah.
I put that down to.
You're juicing every single day.
As I said, juicing.
Yeah.
I put that down to juicing every day. That's what sorts the flu out 100%.
There you go.
But Yeah, it was good to just get that done and out of the way, and now we can take off.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that because we get to go to Brisbane, we get to go to Victoria now. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we're not going to be – I know there's still remnants of stuff going around and going on, but we were able to – like we're just in the process of locking down all the dates and locking down all the – venues, and then we can announce that we're heading back over, which is really, really
exciting.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. There's so many people waiting
to do relationships and you, letting it go and STP.
And it's cool being able to head over there and run a really, you know,
We both have this remnant cough that's lingering around.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on. Not great for a podcast, but anyway, go on.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to heading out there because there's so many people that are booked in. And we've dealt with so many people over the past 2 years, you know, when we couldn't head out there, you know, people have just been amazing. Mm. You know, people have just been awesome.
So but
it's also because, you know, between us, you know, we consider our people part of our team. As a team, the whole lot of us were able to go, okay, what are we able to do? What are we not able to do? And what can we create that can give people what they need? Mm-hmm. And being able to deliver on that and watch that, you know, help the organization get to a completely different level in terms of what help we can actually give people has just been fantastic.
I think the biggest learning for me is that I think everything that we've ever done has been based around relationships in you. Like we asked ourselves a question about, I can't remember how long ago, maybe about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe even longer. What? Oh my God, it's probably a bit longer than that now. Where we sat down and we went, right, what's our one thing? You know, what's our one thing in this organisation? What's the focus that we give, you know? Mm-hmm. And we thought about it being STP because at the end of, you know, people come along and they do relationships and you then letting it go, then STP. And we thought about it being STP as that final, almost final step of the journey before, you know, when we hand everybody, you know, everything that we know and everything that we love in that event, you know.
Yep.
But then that didn't feel quite right. And then we thought about it being Mastermind of Money because it was people's first, a lot of people, it's their first introduction to what we do. But we all in the end just landed on relationships and you because it was about our focus was about giving people an experience of love, you know, an experience of that moment, an experience of a breakthrough, you know. And for so many years, that's what we've been about, you know. And it is, at the end of the day, that's the essence of what we do, is to give people that moment and give people that understanding that they're loved no matter what, no matter what's happened to them in their lives, that they're worthy and deserving of love. Whatever they've done, whatever they haven't done, whatever somebody else has done or not done or whatever, that they're worthy and deserving of love. And I think this last few years have been a great example of the fact that I think – you know, that we found a way to be able to do – we've done a podcast on this already, but we found a way to be able to deliver that online. Mm-hmm. And people who are absolutely fiercely loyal to relationships in you and that moment and the way that they get the moment in relationships in you is very unique. Mm. People who are fiercely loyal to that did not think it was going to be possible to do it online. Mm-hmm. And there were times that we didn't think it. We were like, well, is this going to be okay? And then it was just a – beautiful process of uncovering that, yes, it could work. And just being able to deliver that. And then, like you said, having, I think that moment is what melds all of our tribe together. I was thinking about this because I was talking to Deb about it the other day. That moment that that is on offer in Relationships in You or Flip the Script Now, Relationships in You Online, it somehow binds us all together. It doesn't matter where we are. And if you meet somebody who's done relationships in you, you feel like you're a part of the tribe. You feel like it, like, and you know this because when we go to Melbourne, it feels like home for us. You know, it doesn't feel like we're away from home. It feels like we're home because we've just got our people around us. Even if we haven't seen them, for some of them, it will be that we haven't seen them for a couple of years. But well, it won't matter.
Yeah, it's like the thing you got. You know, if I go to an airport and I'm in the middle of, you know, Cusco.
Yeah.
I'm at Cusco Airport.
South America.
Yeah. And you're looking around and then you hear somebody with an Irish accent and you go, hey, man, hey, you know, you've got that thing. That, do you know,
connection.
What I mean? That connection. And you go over and you go, hey, where are you from? And what are you doing here? You know, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, well, I'm just doing this. And because, you know, the likelihood of seeing when you're in those really obscure parts of the world where, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere and you hear an Irish accent, right? But it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's that when you go out there and you see people, you know, somebody said to us the other day, oh, there's Mitch and Mills, you know.
We were just sitting at breakfast.
Yeah.
And someone was like, there's Mitch and Mills.
And but when you have that, you know that the reason they're doing that is because you have that click, that bond. There's something magical happened with those people at that time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because people who are coming through to do relationships in you, they still feel that.
I agree with that.
You have spoke to them. You've spoke on stage about what happens in the event, and you're so open about, and you're so inspired about, and you're so like, this is where you can actually, you know, stop going through what you're going through and actually pick up the reins of your life and see that you're here to do something. And, you know, even if they haven't attended it, they, from Mastermind of Money, there's moments in Mastermind of Money that people go, fuck, that was wow, that was intense. You know, that was, oh my God, he just nailed exactly what 50%.
Well, it was probably that she just nailed.
So she just nailed, whatever. But the fact that you're, you know, people are able to feel that what relationships in you and what MJB represents, and then have a connection with it and feel a bond to it and feel a loyalty to it, even if they haven't had it, mm-hmm. even if they haven't had
that experience. Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like being Irish, you have a loyalty to Ireland, to, you know, your history, your people, your culture, where you come from. And that's what we have. We have a history, people, culture.
I think that because we had a relationships in you that we had to stop mid R&Y because of COVID. Mm. And all of those people back pretty much, other than there was maybe one or two that couldn't do that date. Other than that, everyone's just back the next time we're doing it. And that's pretty phenomenal. Yeah.
Like, people were lovely about that because they could see. We came in and sat down and went, look, I'm fucking really sorry, guys, but
this is what's happening.
This is what's after happening, and there's nothing we can do about it. And people are like, yeah, man, don't worry about it. It's all right. Just, you know.
And
some people are like, can we just continue on anyway? It's like, no, we actually.
But that makes me feel really proud. I feel like the last, even like, you know, in the process of Tash leaving and Deb coming on board and the communications that we've had and talking about the business and all the things that we've done leading up to now, I feel like quite proud of the fact, like it's really good to look back. It's really good to look back and see how far you've come. And I think we have, like especially now because we haven't travelled for a while, even though, yes, we did do two seminars out there last year, realistically that's nothing compared to the, I don't know, however many we would normally do, you know, 20 in a year or something, you know, travelling around. So it's been really good to look back and just to recognise how far you've come. And I think that that's part of what I wanted to sort of cover in some way today, is just to think that, you know, the distance between where you are now and where you were is no different between where you are now and where you want to be. But sometimes in order to get to where you want to be, you've got to look back and see how far you've come. You've got to look back and go, this is what we've done. And like we've set it up so that we can basically now, all we'll have to do is just message everyone and everyone will be booking in dates and we'll rock and roll. Do you know what I mean? And we'll be back on the road, back doing the things that we love to do. Not that we haven't been, but just back doing it in person with people, which is really, really inspiring. But to look back and see that, you know, in having to talk to Deb about the new things that we're doing, so where we've come from, what we've set up and all that sort of stuff, it makes you remember. It makes you remember how things got started. It makes you remember what our actual mission is. And I think we do that every day anyway. You know, we do that every morning when we have our huddles. We check into our gratitude. We check into the business values. We check into the mission. We check into all of those things. But then every now and then you just ask to do it in a different way. And I think that has, for me anyway, that's been really cool the last few weeks, because I've been, you know, finalising up with Tash before she left, you know, about where we've got, where what projects have we got partway done and where are we at and what's the plan. And then really being able to be inspired about looking forward and going, okay, this is where we've been. This is what we've done well. These are where we need improvement and let's move. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel so far away when you can look back and get grateful for where you've been.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And one of those things is being able to, you know, I've been grateful that we can travel, we can do all of that stuff, but I've also been grateful for the fact that we've been grounded for a little time because that has opened up so many opportunities for us. You know, it's given us an opportunity to do so many different things that we didn't think we were ever going to get a chance to do. So I think that there's been no mistakes in terms of that sort of stuff, you know.
I was also talking to Blair yesterday and we were talking about India and he was saying to me, man, when are we going back to India? And I was like, you know what? I really, really feel next year might actually be something we should really look at because he wants to bring Jake. And I want to bring Lexi. And I was like, it's actually probably not a bad time to actually organise another tour and head out there.
Well, we're both a bit homesick for India. We've both been like, I mean, I was listening to Joe Rogan's Sadhguru podcast and I was listening to it thinking, oh my God, just his voice is making me miss India. I really, 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 really want to go back.
Rogan feel quite awkward a few times.
I know, it was quite a good interview actually because that was, he wasn't just, I love that he wasn't just agreeing with him. He was you know, saying stuff. I mean, I know that Joe does that anyway, but.
Yeah,
anyway, so that's that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Let's smash out these next few months. We're going to be on the road a lot, but I'm looking forward to it.
And it has its pros and its cons, but
definitely.
Its pros are there's meeting people and great restaurants and that sort of stuff. And its cons are it's a bit exhausting at times.
It is, and then you miss your kiddies.
I'm missing the family, yeah.
Well, you're going to get 2 full weeks with them now, so enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.